WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your hot forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace has lost his attempt to hold the district in civil contempt of court for not protecting documents critical of his job performance.
Wallace wanted the district to pay up to $54,000 in legal fees. A Travis County District Judge referred to three related cases in ruling she could not hold BISD in contempt for any action not taken through a properly called meeting of its Board of Trustees. Seven Bryan ISD officials who testified at the court hearing all denied being the source of documents that were leaked to KBTX and the Eagle, nor did any of them know who was the source. The judge previously decided not to issue civil contempt of court citations against five former members of Wallace's leadership team and two school board members. Wallace had initially sought criminal contempt citations, but withdrew that request during the court hearing. Wallace wanted the district to pay almost $20,000 of legal expenses for work directly related to the contempt motion and more than $34,000 in attorney fees for work before the contempt motion. While Wallace lost his motions, the judge gave BISD officials more specific instructions beyond the order she issued last January to prevent the release of documents that Wallace is still seeking to be permanently banned from public view. A hearing to determine whether any of the documents the judge has blocked from public view will be released, as sought by the Texas Attorney General's office, is scheduled to be held October 2nd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The WTAW news story about the possible reduction of electric rates for BTU customers is not correct. What the Bryan City Council heard this week from BTU General Manager Gary Miller was the possibility of electric customers elsewhere in Texas paying less. That's if the Texas Public Utilities Commission decides to change the transmission rate formula used by BTU and other publicly owned utilities to send power around the state.
When all of the municipals went in for their initial rate cases back in the early 2000s, when this methodology for transmission rate of return was put into place, there were provisions given to municipals for general fund. And we don't know if those, at this point, whether those provisions will continue to be allowed.
Miller told the council if BTU has to reduce its transmission charge to other utilities, they're planning for a revenue decrease of $3 million. That would result in a decrease to the city of Bryan's general fund of $1.4 million. A friend who suggested looking into the opening started the path that led to Bryan lawyer Bentley Nettles becoming the next executive director of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. The retired general and former general counsel for the Texas Army National Guard says he asked about the leadership expectations of the agency.
They're doing a lot of great things, but there are some challenges, and how deep that goes is yet to be seen. And just needs to be some perhaps recentering of the organization, and I'm anxious to get in and try to help do that.
Nettles is looking forward to meeting agency employees.
And if there are things that need to be improved, like communication or processes within the organization, I think they're the ones who can share with you their insight on how to do it.
Nettles, who is one of six finalists and 80 applicants, plans to continue chairing the local BV Cares military nonprofit agency and participating on the BTU Board of Directors. This week's Bryan City Council meeting opened with the presentation of three citizen awards by the police and fire departments. Officer Kelly McKeithen said on the morning of May 14th, Leonardo and Lydia Garcia pulled over and found a vehicle had struck a tree and was smoking.
Leonardo got out of the car to see if he could help while Lydia called dispatch. Leonardo found the doors locked and the cabin filled with thick smoke, so he went back to his vehicle to retrieve a tire iron. He flagged down another passerby, Jose Alano Castro Perez, to help him. Together, Leonardo and Jose went to the smoking vehicle and broke the windows with the tire iron. Jose was able to unlock the rear driver's side door and pried it open. Leonardo reached into the vehicle, which was now beginning to show active flames, and picked up 3-year-old Miracle Castillo from the back seat.
After rescuing the 3-year-old, the vehicle became engulfed in flames and the front driver's door was stuck. That prevented the men from getting to the child's mother out of the vehicle. The crash took place off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near the Denny's in North Bryan. And game wardens are trying to find out who dumped a bull shark near the Trinity River upstream from Liberty.
Game warden Randy Button got a call about a shark discovered near the Trinity River. He says when he saw the 5-foot shark, it was clear that someone dumped it.
There was I did open the mouth up and looked in the corner of the jaw, and you could see where it had been hooked and actually caught.
He says tracks show where the shark was dragged into a pond near the Trinity River, and it was on private property. So numerous charges will be filed against the person who did this. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news about 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines. Review and approval. Here we are.
Sunshine and clouds today. The threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any storms, though, look to be isolated. Temperatures, they're probably going to reach 95 later today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy at times overnight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, 95, maybe 100 in a few spots. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Saturday, partial sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon at 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:12. We'll talk to State Representative John Rainey, bottom of the hour, because the special session is coming up. So just a couple of things. I saw the KBTX news last night at 10 o'clock, and they had a story about how they were doing some work around, if you know where Martin's Barbecue is, and there are a lot of people who don't know Martin's.
Yes.
And that's,
I've never been.
Okay, well, see, and that's not unusual.
I always see it, and I know where it is.
And it's been there since 1925.
Forever.
I mean, it's been there a long time.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I used them a few times to cook turkeys for me.
Okay.
Because you could take a turkey in and, you know, charge it per pound. And
gotcha.
I think people do that. And, you know, again, barbecue is very subjective, okay? Kind of barbecue you like in some places, and other people don't do
right,
it the way you like
right.
it. That's fine. But they've been there a long time. Story is they're doing some sort of road work or some sort of improvements over there in that neighborhood, and the contractor comes in, and before you know it, they've ripped out some of the stuff that was where their original pit was, okay?
Oh.
So kind of historical.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a historical situation, but anytime you've got old neighborhoods, and Brian's got old neighborhoods that they're redoing stuff, and, you know, lo and behold, an owner of a house or a business goes out and sees that, you know, there's a whole bunch of dirt and junk being moved right now, and, you know, that may disrupt something that's historical like Martin's Barbecue.
Right.
And I just don't understand exactly what the process is, and I guess I'm asking out loud, I mean, would it hurt for the city or the subcontractor to be in touch with those people like 2 or 3 days ahead of time saying, hey, we're going to be digging up your yard.
Right.
We're going to be doing this. You're going to be inconvenienced because of this, but this is why we're doing it.
You would think, Scott.
Yeah,
I would hope
that they would.
I think that's part of the process. If you're going to make improvements in your community, which you want to do, then for instance, the owner of Martin's could have gone, well, wait a minute, I've got this right here. Well, then the subcontractor or the contractor knows about it, and maybe they need to go back and check with the city or whatever. Now, this happened in College, in Bryan. It probably has happened in College Station. It's probably happened in most every town. It just seems like maybe one more level of communication before you start turning a bunch of dirt would help out. Hello?
Well, part of the issue is that was kind of a semi-potholed parking lot that had been filled in with bricks from one of the old barbecue pits.
Okay.
And I think the workers simply felt like they were improving things, not destroying anything.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right. Good. Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you finding out about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they took bricks that had been from the old pit to fill that up. And yeah, the bar and again, that is the original parking lot. There's no doubt from
yeah.
Martin's. I mean, it's real. But making sure never hurts knocking on a door. The other thing on the plus side is, you know, what they're doing is they're enhancing the look of the area on Texas Avenue, which is important. And
right.
The city of Bryan has put some, I think, some grants out there to help as far as facade improvement. And I saw that, I don't know if they started yesterday or maybe it was the day before, but the Buddy's Appliances thing.
I drove by yesterday, too, and noticed that.
And that's a part of Texas Avenue that some people may not go on, but mm-hmm. it's right there. And what that used to be, I thank Henry Mayo for helping me with this, that used to be Verisco Lumber Company.
Okay.
Back in the day, that's what lumber companies looked like.
Just a massive wood
right.
barn.
And there aren't a whole lot. I think a Parker Lumber Company. Parker still has that very traditional look of what a lumber company looked
mm-hmm.
like. Unfortunately, people go to Lowe's and they think that's what it looks like, or Home Depot, and it doesn't. That's not what lumber companies looked like back then. Had these big buildings that were open and they could store the lumber in there. Well, you know, that probably needed to be repainted, I guess. I don't know what it's going to look like when they're done, but, you know, for folks who lived here for a while, it was that's old wood, and I don't know that it's original, but it's been there a while. But they're going to put a new facade on there, so that'll be a good look.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a couple of little local things. All right. So Serena Williams, she's the pregnant one, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
Venus is playing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so anyway, so Serena did an interview. She sat down to do an interview where she talked about what it was like to make a whole bunch of money, because making a ton of money was really not anything that really interested her.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she only cared about winning.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's important.
So, yep. So the first time she got a check for more than $1 million, she tried to deposit it in the drive-thru at her bank.
They usually have limits
that
on that.
Like when you got that first $1 million check?
I never touched it.
Never touched it.
Never touched it. I just put it in the bank. And I remember I went through the drive-thru to deposit my check. And then they were like, I think you need to come in for this. And so I ended up going inside. So I was just like...
just put it in my account.
Just put it in my account.
But did you, like, stare at it for a while? Or did you, like...
I should have took a picture of it. And, like, you know, like selfies didn't exist back
exactly,
then.
Exactly.
Right?
Selfies did.
So there you go.
That's hilarious.
It is.
But hey, you know, that's proof that if you just focus on your craft and not worry about money, worry about winning, then it just leads to the, it's a means to an end.
Just do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, does it seem like there was a time where Tom Hanks was everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
He was in everything.
Yep.
Well, the folks at Mental Floss went out and found 16 other movies that he almost starred in.
Oh, wow.
I love Mental Floss.
Yeah, just didn't quite get around to it. Among them, Police Academy. In 1984, Hanks was on the initial wish list, along with Michael Keaton and Judge Reinhold, but the part ended up going to Steve Guttenberg. How about Super Mario Brothers?
Wow, really?
Hanks was hired to play Mario, but he was later dumped for Bob Hoskins, who was cheaper. This, though, ended up around the time was winning Oscars, Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
Probably good.
Yeah. Shawshank Redemption, 1994. Tim Robbins only got the role after Hanks turned it down, Kevin Costner turned it down, and Tom Cruise turned it down.
Huh. I wouldn't mind seeing Tom Hanks in that role.
Yeah, that's how Tim Robbins ended up getting that one.
But that's classic portrayal there.
Yep.
It was Tim Robbins.
Speed, 1994.
Oh, really?
Yep. This movie was a hard sell. The studio wanted Hanks or Tom Cruise first, When they passed, they went after Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Huh. They passed on it, and that's when they settled on Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. How do you feel if you're Keanu Reeves that you got passed over, or like that you're like number six on the call sheet?
One of the classic.
I'm sure it happens a lot though.
Yeah,
I think one of the classic ones was Tom Selleck had an opportunity to do Indiana Jones.
Oh wow!
But he was tied up in television, so it didn't happen.
I just can't imagine him as Indiana Jones.
I know. Here's another one: Star Trek: First Contact. Star Trek.
What? Really? Tom Hanks in Star Trek.
That thing you do also prevented Hanks from doing this movie, even though he's a huge Star Trek fan. In fact, just before this opportunity, he expressed regret he didn't have time to do the Star Trek Next Generation episode or a Star Trek movie. How about Curse of the Jade Scorpion? Woody Allen wanted Tom Hanks in one of his movies.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, That Thing You Do is a classic, so it worked out for him, I think.
I guess this may be the most unusual one. Director Harold Ramis wanted him to play Phil Connors, but eventually went with that Bill Murray guy. Tom later joked that it was the right call because he always likes to play nice, and Bill is such a, quote, miserable SOB.
And he played the part well.
Bill made a little bit of a cameo on the ESPYs last night.
Oh, was he there?
Really?
Yeah, they did a little Cubs segment.
That's awesome.
He's obviously a big Chicago Cubs fan.
Perfect.
They won Best Moment. I don't even know if that was an award you could vote for or if they just awarded them that. But they did this little skit thing, and it lasted way too long, and I couldn't tell if he was just acting like he was drunk or if he really was intoxicated.
Oh, well, okay.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Yeah.
It just took a while. It got to the point where you were like, okay.
Okay, we're done.
Let's go.
That was it.
he got his time.
All right. Police in Berlin have made arrests after somebody stole the pure 24-karat gold treasure from a museum using a ladder and a wheelbarrow.
How do people get out with these things?
I don't know. The coin was worth $4.2 million.
Wow.
Yes. Has not been found. Police think it's been melted down and sold.
Oh, that's sad.
Yep. Authorities still don't know how the burglars got through the bulletproof glass. As Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise did it. You know, he hung from the ceiling, right? Suspects reported to be from a large Arab family that's linked to organized crime. None of that sounds good.
None of it.
None of this is good.
Bad situation.
All right. New Hampshire woman charged with drug possession was arrested, released, and immediately re-arrested. Cops charged one Emily Morin, she's age 26, of Concord, for shoplifting and possession of the drug called Suboxone.
Oh.
I don't know what
new
that
to
is.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. They confiscated the drugs and released her, but police say that, well, Emily showed up at the police station later.
Demanding her drugs.
Yes.
What an idiot. So they rearrested her.
Officers refused. She allegedly jumped on a car and tried to flee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess demanding drugs isn't a crime.
Can I please have my drugs back? I know I went to jail because of them, but I'd like them back, please, sir.
Hello.
Hey, can I talk to Chelsea?
What?
Hey.
Are you on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the show today.
Oh, good. Ooh, good.
Is that what you were worried about?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You should have told him no, and then he'd have to race back from Normandy or wherever he is.
Normandy on vacation.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I've got the show today. Me and Sean are covering it.
Excellent. And it's going to be a good one?
It's going to be a doozy, let me tell you.
And all the commercials will get paid?
The commercials will get paid, played.
And
all
paid.
Of your people who are paying you to play the commercials, they'll be happy.
That's awesome. So I'm in good hands.
You are in great hands.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's all I needed.
Okay, very good.
All right.
I am on
from 4 to 6 today, everyone. Sports Radio 1150,
okay.
If you'd like to flip over for Clip Howard Sports Talk.
Can do that. All right, so have you ever gone somewhere and looked longer for a parking place than it really took to drive there?
Oh, yeah.
See, oh, gosh.
It happens in the big city. I mean, it happens here a little bit.
Yeah.
But it says New Yorkers waste 107 hours a year.
Looking for their car.
Looking for parking.
Oh, parking.
Yeah. Which is more than any other city.
That is what is probably why I still live here and haven't moved to a big city. I hate just not being able to pull in and park where you want to park.
Yeah. Any kind of driving in a big city is just miserable.
And the thing is, there are some I guess as frustrated as anything about that is, really, in the time that you're waiting with your sometimes blinker on to wait for that person to pull out of that diagonal parking place, you really could have parked eight spaces down.
That's the other thing is parking's not easy either.
Yeah.
Like the spaces in the bigger cities.
Yeah,
and that's
smaller.
Why so many people obviously don't even own a car in New York because it's just pointless. But you live in a big city like Houston or Dallas where it's not as easy to take the public transportation and stuff like that. And it just becomes awful.
Well, and then trucks with mirrors that
stick out.
God,
okay.
I mean, that's one more thing. And, you know.
And that's the problem with Texas big cities because people still drive those big old trucks.
Yeah, we got more of them here than they do up in New York.
Oh, and, for sure.
And when you're doing straight-in parking, it's okay because, you know, 88% of truck drivers back in anyhow.
Yeah.
Just because it makes life easier.
Yep.
But on the on the angle parking, it can be a little problem. And then, of course, if we're talking dualies, then that's even more.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. The rest of the top five cities are L.A., San Francisco, D.C., and Seattle.
Okay.
When you factor in all the wasted time and gas, costs the average U.S. American $345 a year.
Wow. At that point, I feel like I'd just be Ubering everywhere.
Yeah. And again, that's one of those numbers. Sure, it may be true. Maybe it's not. But the whole idea is what they're trying to say is if you just go ahead and park, it's really okay. Now, again, when you start getting into tiered parking, well, okay, what deck am I on? Am I on deck 7 or deck 9? I don't know. And what row are you on? So that's why you have a camera in your phone so you can take a picture of where that
to
is.
Remember, we all know the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Lot B.
Exactly. Yeah, or if you're doing the airport thing, you need to know that.
Cause, yeah, because you go away for a few days and all of a sudden you don't remember anything from your former life.
Yeah, you get back and you go, was I on this planet?
Yeah. So, anyhow, is this the right airport?
Yeah, 17 hours a year looking for parking. That's what they tell us.
Man.
Bluebell ice cream is a spoonful of smiles, a bowl full of celebration, and two scoops of down-home optimism. It's a birthday party's grand finale, a first date's icebreaker, and a second trimester's persistent craving. Bluebell is a soft landing from a hard day, a team celebrating a win or erasing a loss. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Like our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Slovacek Smokehouse and Snook and all Walgreens drugstores.
Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. German luxury automaker Daimler reportedly manipulated the engines of around 1 million diesel vehicles to make them appear less polluting, raising echoes of competitor Volkswagen's Dieselgate scandal. A German newspaper says the firm sold vehicles with higher levels of damaging emissions than allowed between 2008 and 2016. The paper cited a search warrant that allowed prosecutors to raid 11 sites belonging to the Mercedes-Benz and smart car maker in late May. The International Energy Agency says OPEC's compliance with production cuts fell in June to its lowest levels in 6 months, as several members pumped much more oil than allowed by their supply deal, thus delaying market rebalancing. OPEC's compliance with cuts slumped to 78% last month from 95% in May, as higher than allowed output from Algeria, Ecuador, Venezuela, and several other countries offset strong compliance from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and Angola. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
The number one cell phone complaint is weak signals inside homes and offices. So today, three ways to boost your signal. I'm Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The fastest and least expensive way to get a stronger in-home signal is to use your home or office Wi-Fi. All four major carriers, T-Mobile, AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon, now support Wi-Fi calling on their phones. Simply go to your phone settings and turn it on. Next, get a cellular signal booster. Put it in an area where you already have a good signal, and it will boost the signal to the rest of your home or office. Third-party companies like ZBoost and WeBoost sell them. They cost around $200. Finally, the femtocell, or what's called a microcell. It plugs directly into your router and provides a strong cell signal for anyone in range. If you have no usable signal, and if you complain loud enough, the cellular company will usually give this one to you for free. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. The next time you go to the grocery store, pay attention to how long it takes. Actually, don't waste your time. I'll tell you, too long. It's 2017, the days of going to the grocery store, battling for a parking space, and searching high and low for some obscure ingredient are over. It's time to say hello to HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking healthy, delicious meals fun, easy, and convenient. Just go to HelloFresh.com. Pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients that are perfectly portioned. No more wondering if you have the right amount, and no waste, just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $20 off your first box, plus free shipping. When you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim, that's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District will not be cited for contempt of court related to allegations from former Superintendent Tommy Wallace that his former employer did not protect documents critical of his job performance.
That's after a Travis County district judge decided not to issue civil contempt citations against five former members of Wallace's leadership team and two school board members. But the judge gave the district more specific instructions to prevent the release of documents that Wallace is still seeking to be permanently banned from public view. The source of who provided the Eagle and KBTX documents covered by a court order banning their release is still not known. A hearing to determine if the judge will allow the release is sought by the Texas Attorney General's office is scheduled to be held October 2nd. The ruling also denied Wallace's request that BISD pay up to $54,000 in legal fees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The WTAW news story about possible reduction of electric rates for BTU customers is not correct. What BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the Bryan City Council this week was that the Texas Public Utility Commission might hold a hearing to lower the cost of sending electricity to other utilities around the state.
The ratepayers of all the utilities in the state pay these costs. And so that reduction would benefit all the ratepayers of all the other utilities in the state.
Miller says BTU's budget takes into account the possibility of the PUC reducing net revenue from that source from $6 to $3 million. Miller says if the PUC does that, BTU's revenue transfer to the City of Bryan's general fund will drop by $1.4 million. Prior experience in state government and the military will be used by the next executive director of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Bryan lawyer and retired general Bentley Nettles says since his appointment, he's received positive feedback.
They're a very professional, very skilled organization. But certainly we need to stop the negative drumbeat and move it away, restore the trust of the Texas taxpayer.
Nettles says challenges include filling a leadership vacuum.
Sometimes other people push to try to get more influence over the leader, and you have to be careful not to take everything necessarily at face value.
Nettles was one of six finalists and 80 applicants for the job. Governor Abbott is expected to formally announce his campaign for re-election next year on Friday afternoon in San Antonio. Abbott seeking re-election isn't a surprise, as his campaign war chest is more than $34 million. Who might challenge Abbott is unclear, as no major Democrat has yet expressed interest. The governor is scheduled to visit the infomaniac Scott DeLucia next Wednesday morning on the second day of the special session. The Bryan Police and Fire Departments recognized three people at this week's Bryan City Council meeting for life-saving actions. Officer Kelly McKeithen says while Lydia Garcia called 911 to report smoke coming out of a vehicle that had struck a tree, her husband Leonardo flagged down another passerby, Jose Alano Castro Perez. The men were able to get a three-year-old child named Miracle out of the back seat as flames started appearing.
Despite Leonardo and Jose's heroic efforts, there was nothing else they could do to help the driver. Miracle's mother, 22-year-old Isabel Castillo, tragically did not survive the crash.
The crash took place the morning of May 14th off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near the Denny's in North Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 79 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Hey, let's take a quick look at the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. High temperature today, probably going to be about 95, 96, something like that. Heat index around 106 or more. It's just, you know, basically the dog days. The good news is we have a better chance of rain this weekend. On Saturday, Sunday, and then on to Monday, 50-50 chance of showers, and we could use it. 77 right now. Special session opens in Austin on Monday. State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, I guess, considering I have to go back.
You do, and, and you know, there's kind of a laundry list out there. The governor certainly has put together a good number of things that he'd like to see addressed. I guess there are people who probably would like to leave before all that's done. Tell me what you're hearing from your colleagues.
Well, I think that some of the things we probably need to do, and of course the most important thing and the reason for the session is the sunset legislation, which, by the way, the House passed and sent to the Senate, and the Senate by adding it on to another bill. And the Senate chose not to keep that amendment to their bill, and therefore that's why we have a special session.
No skin off their nose, right?
That's right.
Makes it unfortunate for y'all. But seriously, there are things that need to be done. I guess they're using the medical examining board as the number one reason that certainly they have to show justification why they'd be here, or they have to disband.
That's correct. That's correct.
So, now, go ahead.
I think that some of the items that we had, and I don't want to try to go back and enumerate them all, but have not been discussed prior. I would like to see teachers get a pay raise, frankly. I don't know whether we could say, okay, we're going to give you a pay raise, and it's going to come out of other costs from the district, and that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Who knows what each district's position is? It may be fine on some districts, and some small districts, it may be a big chore for them to take cut administrative costs. I don't know. And that's what happens when you start getting into the business of local government, and I'm concerned about that a little bit.
John Rainey joining us this morning. Is the special session will start on Monday. And again, the sunset bill is something that the average Texan doesn't necessarily feel like they're impacted by. They are indirectly. What they are impacted by is property taxes, and the whole discussion about taxation on the state level as opposed to on the local level is going to continue to be a question out there.
Well, the property tax, of course, is a local tax. It's one that's based on values, and it goes all to local entities. I am a little concerned about that. I don't know how we're going to handle it. The appraised values are going up. The tax rates are pretty well staying same in most entities. I really think it's a more of a local issue than it is a state issue, but it has been brought to the forefront by certain elements that are very concerned about rising property tax. And of course, the biggest portion of the property tax is school tax, and frankly, the state is paying a smaller portion of that today than they were in previous years. It's down to about 37%. So we have pushed that on to local tax, local property tax, and that's where they've been able to make up the difference. How we go about all that is just going to be a mystery until we see what the proposed legislation does.
Unlike your colleague from Brazos County, Kyle Cassell, we're in a situation, because he's mostly rural, we're seeing a situation that kind of concerns me. Texas is starting to look like California in that the cities are becoming much more liberal than the outer areas, the suburban areas and the rural areas. What kind of problems is that going to cause for Texas, in your view, in the near future?
Well, I think, you know, we're seeing that right now in the metropolitan areas and primarily the big cities. We're seeing a larger swing to, I guess you'd say, Democrats are having a better stand there in those big cities. At one time, Dallas was a totally Republican county. It's not any longer. A lot of those districts are very, very tight. We could easily have some Republicans that get defeated there. I think we're going to have a tighter and tighter legislature as far as distribution between Republicans and Democrats. So, and very liberal. If you look at the presidential election, you'll see that the rural counties all over the country went very strongly Republican, and the big urban areas went Democrat. I don't know what the answer there is, but that's what's happening.
John Rainey joining us this morning. I saw a story this morning I found fascinating, and that was that the Bexar County Republican Party, this is the home county Republican Party for Speaker Joe Straus, has said that he should be replaced as Speaker of the House. Where does that come from?
Well, that's coming from I'll just put it this way. I think that both parties, the extreme elements of both parties, seem to be driving the issues. It's the very liberal Democrats that are the most outspoken in the Democrat Party, and the very conservative Republicans that are the most outspoken in our party. The truth of the matter is, Joe Straus is going to be elected and reelected to Speaker. There is an element that's trying to get him to vacate the seat. I don't think that's going to happen. He is very popular with the members. Even some of the more conservative members really like Joe Straus. He's a very level guy who has a great personality, is easy to work with, never asks you to vote for anything, always tells you that the most important thing for you to do is vote your district. And I personally like the man a lot. And I'm proud to be a supporter of his.
Well,
and that makes some of the folks here in our district unhappy with me, frankly. I just think that my job is to do what I think the majority of Brazos County residents would like. And, hey, probably 90% of Brazos County residents don't know who Joe Strauss is.
Well, you're probably right. All right, so we'll hope on we'll hope that sunset, and then maybe y'all can call it a day. If not, then we'll make plans to talk to you next week. How's that?
Good deal.
All right, thank you.
Always happy to talk to you, Scott.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
That's John Rainey, state representative, and we'll reach out to Kyle Cassell tomorrow and see if we can get his thoughts. Let's turn our attention locally now to Humane Society. What's going on at Aggieland Humane today? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It's good. Well, we are still getting animals in left and right, whether these are from last week's 4th of July fireworks and the dogs are like, okay, the war's over.
Yeah,
I can come out. And so we're still seeing a lot of intake, or that's maybe possibly people are out of town. The pet sitters are coming in and out. Maybe you have a friend watching the dog, just kind of, they're not used to the routine. So maybe because there are a lot of them are coming in really good shape. They don't necessarily look like just on the street type dogs. Mm-hmm. So they're, if you're missing a pet, check the shelters. We can't stress that enough. I was looking through the Facebook page, Brazos Lost and Found Pets, this morning. There's a lot of dogs on there, lost, some of them sighted. So if you're missing a pet, check that page out as well. And, if you do sight a dog, I can't stress how important that is. If you sight a dog, Brazos Lost and Found Pets Facebook page is a great resource for everybody in the community to post that. It might be that one clue that the owner has in what direction their pet went. So just keep that in mind. Don't give up. If your pet is missing right now, put that litter box outside. If it's a cat, maybe, your dirty laundry basket of clothes, as weird as that sounds, that your pet might get a better scent pool of you.
Okay,
and
sure.
a picture of where you might be if they're a little disoriented. But if you're not missing a pet and wanting to add a pet to your family, we, again, have a wide variety of pets available. We have, for the month of July, free Feline Fridays. So cats and kitten adoptions are free on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So we are recommending, if you're interested, go ahead, get your application done ahead of time. And so that way, when it comes to Friday, you don't have to wait. You don't have to be like,
okay,
Oh, I'm not approved because something was lacking from your application, or you didn't have some information, whatever it was. So get that done ahead of time. Those front desk ladies will get that taken care of for you. And cats, lots of dogs, big, small, multicolored, and the cat, I should say that, and the cats too. If you can't find the color of cat you're looking for, I don't know if it exists, because we have pretty much every shade of cat in there right now. It's a little overwhelming because there's a lot of cats. So again, free Feline Fridays. Check out the dogs. Lots of options there as well. And if dogs and cats aren't your thing, two bunnies and a chicken. And the chicken has been with us 2 days and has already laid two eggs.
Oh, there you go. Wait, that's
productive.
That's a productive member.
She kind of doesn't look so hot, I'm not going to lie. Either she was escaped from overcrowding, or maybe she, was injured out in the process. I mean, she doesn't have any real obvious injuries, but she's still laying eggs.
Okay.
And they're available for adoption, $5 adoption on a chicken.
Oh,
so
right.
you can't beat that. So
not that I'm going to, but I'm glad to have that information. If they want some more information,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Check it regularly. Newest pets on the bottom of the page.
Go all the way down. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Yep,
visit with the folks from Aggieland Humane on Thursdays. And we also visit with the folks from the city of Bryan and Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. How are you, Scott?
Good, good. You brought a guest with you today.
I do. I have Greg Cox here. He is our chief building official for the city of Bryan. And if you're a routine listener, you might have remember him from the first week of June to discuss the first half of building and electrical code updates that were proposed, and we have a second set. So he's going to share details about that with us this morning.
Hey, Greg, welcome back. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
First nuts and bolts, when and where's the meeting going to be?
July 18th, we're going to have a meeting at City Hall, Municipal Office Building in the basement at 300 South Texas Avenue, starting at 1. We'll have questions and answer period, and 1:30, we're going to go over to building code, fire code. 2:30, we're going to go over the electrical code, and at 3:30 the residential code. So we're inviting all contractors, home builders, and anybody that's interested, developers, architects, engineers, anybody's interested in learning more about our amendments and in the codes and the whys and what fors are why we're updating our code.
Sure. Well, listen, we don't want to get too technical, because again, it's something that you expect your builder to be able to do if they're going to be building for you or they're going to be doing remodels. But what are the things that cause you to have to make changes in your electrical code or building code?
Well, there's a big push by the National Flood Insurance Program for us to have the latest codes, and then also the Insurance Services Office. They grade cities on updated codes that they want us to have the most current codes. And that helps with, a lot of times that will help with insurance costs, and it also makes structures safer with the new code changes. And then it also covers new products and methods of construction. So there's benefits to updating codes.
Well, and also, in fact, we have an advertiser who says if you haven't assessed your house in the last 10 years, you probably need to do that. And it's clear we have more plug-in devices now. We have more capacity that's needed. And from that standpoint, it's from a safety issue as well.
Yes, sir.
Now, this ends up being a situation where they could come and go, right, if there are just certain areas of that they want to find out about. They don't
yes,
stay
sir.
For the entire meeting.
That's correct.
Okay.
And all the information we'll be going over is on our website, too, in bryantx.gov. The planning and development website, we have a link there that takes you directly to the code updates, our amendments, and then significant changes since the 2009-2012 codes.
Okay. Again, then time and place and date when it's going to happen?
The City Hall, Bryan Municipal Office Building, 300 South Texas, that's starting at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th. And then we have our Board of Appeals meetings where we take it to that board for approval on July 20th at 6 p.m., same location.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you coming in again. What else you got for us today?
Well, it's National Parks and Recreation Month, which is a nationwide initiative to get out and experience the parks and recreational opportunities you have within your community. So our Parks and Recreation Department will celebrate with our annual drive-in movie featuring Toy Story at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex on Thursday, July 20th. I heard 18th from you earlier. So 1 week from today, July 20th, the movie starts at dusk. The entrance fee is just $5 per vehicle, and we will have vendors for concessions on site. And then if you are a lady who's interested in golf, we have another ladies' night coming up on July 28th. If you're unable to make this one, we do have two more, one in August and one in September. They're held again on the last Friday of the month. And it's just $25. We have light hors d'oeuvres, clubs. It'll have a half-hour clinic. And then, of course, on-course lessons. Those begin at 6. And if you're ready to register, you can do so online at bryantx.gov/golf. Or go ahead and call the pro shop at 209-6000. So we have all of this information and a lot more posted online at bryantx.gov. And, of course, if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you'll really stay in the know.
There you go.
Thanks a bunch. Thank you.
Okay. On Thursdays, we visit the folks from the City of Bryan.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Your HVAC unit is likely to be your home's main energy consumer. Change your air filters monthly to keep it running efficiently. Dirty filters can force the unit to work harder to keep your home warm or cool, causing the system to age faster.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 7 minutes till. Almost everybody has some sort of a horror story about airport security. Hopefully, this will make it all better. SeaTac Airport in Seattle. Well, actually, it's between Seattle and Tacoma. That's right. Why it's called SeaTac. But nonetheless, testing out a robot to help get people through security faster. Tracy reminds customers to, in six different languages, by the way, what they need to do. Hello, my name is Tracy. Please follow my instructions so the line moves quickly and you don't set off the body scan alarms. She reminds people to take off their shoes, hats, jackets, empty their pockets, remove their belt, etc.
I will say, I feel bad for the security guy or girl that has to stand there, and they sound like a robot because they're literally just repeating the same thing over and over, and no one listens to them.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that must be what it is. I forget where I was, but anyway, had a guy who kind of did a comedy routine.
Yes, I've had, you know, they have to make it at least somewhat fun. Yeah.
And the third time I heard the same thing, it wasn't even funny, okay?
That's the thing is, you're standing in the line, so you're hearing it multiple times. Yeah. They're saying it multiple times, but they have to because people don't listen.
And then when they get up there, I was supposed to take my belt off.
My laptop has to come out of the bag.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal, though. Each one of them costs between $20,000 and
$30,000. So wow. You could set up like a TV screen, like a computer screen, record somebody saying it, and just have it playing on loop.
I would hope so. Or, you know, they could just get Gilbert Gottfried to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Because with that voice,
be sure and take your shoes off.
Exactly, and it's annoying to listen to. Mm-hmm. Then maybe people would pay attention, but then again, maybe they wouldn't.
Maybe not. Yeah.
So, a lot of people are still suspicious about GMOs. You know, GMOs,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Genetically modified organisms.
Whoa,
this one's interesting. For the past 10 years, researchers in Australia have been working on a new type of banana.
Ooh,
that could
save actually hundreds of thousands of
lives.
Will
it be less than 48 cents per pound?
No, they probably won't. That's a great opportunity for them to raise the price. The normal banana that you see is the Cavendish banana. That's that yellow one that's in the stores. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's a smaller type from New Guinea, and it is extremely high in vitamin A, so they are crossing those two. So that we will now have this new orange banana.
Weird.
It will be orange on the outside and orange on the inside as well. And this is why it's important, because they're telling us 750,000 kids die every year from a vitamin A deficiency, mostly in Africa. So the new banana's bigger, easier to grow, and packed with way more vitamin A that will help in places like Uganda.
Oh, that's cool.
But they really are orange. Now, you got to get them there, so it's still part of the problem. Yeah. You know, just because you got them doesn't mean that you're going to get them to the right people, but that'll happen. Hmm. So they got orange bananas, and remember we had the story about pink pineapples.
Yep.
That'll be coming up. So that's all GMOs for you. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Take a ride to Messinahoff Winery and Resort, tucked away in Bryan. Messinahoff is the original Aggie owned winery and has been creating award winning wine since 1977. From the bottle or on tap, at the wine bar, you can taste our wines one glass at a time, including our exclusive Aggie Network wines, which pair perfectly with any celebration. Extend your wine tasting journey by dining at the Vintage House restaurant or book a stay at our Four Diamond Villa bed and breakfast. For more information, visit www.messinahoff.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available, with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I would think this was fake news if Bill Oliver had not walked in and handed it to me, okay? Police say a Texas man became trapped inside an ATM machine and had to slip notes to customers through the receipt slot, pleading for help for him to escape.
What?
The unidentified contractor had left his cell phone in his truck. And what happened was he was in this room trying to change a lock at the Bank of America, okay, that leads into the ATM.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The door locked, so he passed notes through the slot in the ATM. One of them read, "Please help, I'm stuck in here," before imploring people to call his boss.
How bizarre would that be to receive a note with your cash?
Hey, Earl, the money's talking to me.
Customer called police when they heard a faint voice coming from the ATM. Officer kicked open the machine.
The money wants out.
What a great story. Wow. All right, anyway, we're back tomorrow, and it'll be Friday. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.